And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No. No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I am Jess. We're back. It's been 2 weeks. Oh, holy my God. Holy shit. There's been no announcements. There's been nothing.
Oh, my God, bro.
There's been a t-shirt. There's been a couple of t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's been drama. Yeah, there's always drama. Except I didn't see the drama today. I only saw the drama talking about the non-existent drama.
Yes.
So exactly. Confused. Twitter, I love you. You are fucking wild. God damn it, you crazy bitch. DC, how you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, why are you sorry? You're hanging here.
No. I was taking a bite of something real fast.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you a
question. No, you're good. You're good. No, I'm good now. So yeah, I'm hanging in there. I'm hopefully excited for something this week.
Yeah, maybe like a frequent fear excitement, or I don't know anything. I'm just hoping. We'll see. I mean, it'll be 2 weeks this Thursday since the last announcement for Orlando.
Yep.
Right? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Two, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Because this past week we got Bride shirt, and the week before we got the Beetlejuice shirt. So yeah, it's been about 2 weeks.
Yeah. So yeah. Wait. Oh, I have a life update. I live in Orlando again.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Welcome home.
Oh my God.
You've the guy from arrived.
Yes, the guy from freaking E.T.
Yes.
What the hell's his name? I forgot his name.
Fuck. Is it? I always want to say Abacus because isn't that the thing you like count on?
That is the thing you count on.
Isn't his name like that? I was not an E.T. kid. I was not an anything but a Disney kid.
E.T.'s like mentor guy, the guy that actually looks like an E.T. species, is called Botanicus. Are you mixing it with that?
Maybe? It's 100% the thing I'm thinking of.
Okay. I don't know the mushroom's name.
Well, someone will tell us what the mushroom's name is. But he sang to me as I drove into Orlando on I-4, saw the beautiful volcano, kept going, and I'm home. God, I'm sitting on the floor. I have no desk yet. I have no furniture.
You're just chilling.
We have an air mattress in the living room that we like sit on just to watch TV.
I love that.
The only real like furniture we have is our bed. We have a bed and a dining room table. We're killing it.
Wow.
We are killing it. We cannot host anyone. If you want to come over, you're going to have to sit either on the floor or at the dining room table. But we're here. We're in Orlando. We have more than just my life update. Happy 1 month till opening night.
I know. That's crazy, isn't it?
Wild.
And then tomorrow is 30 days.
Ah! 30 yep. days to 30!
Yep.
Oh!
It's freaking wild how fast. Like, I feel like it's going by slow, but also fast.
Yes. It's like some things are flying by, but some things are also... like, announcements take forever, but I feel like time in general is flying.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
So,
that's how I'm feeling.
Shit. Maybe we'll have a second episode this week. I hope we have a second episode this week.
I hope so.
I love having bonus episodes because that means we got information.
Mm-hmm.
But holy shit. Do we have anything to talk about before the news?
I think everything we want to talk about is part of the news.
Oh, yeah.
I have one minor thing before we get into the theme park news specifically. Okay. So I'll just go right into it. We got an announcement today, I believe it was this morning, that the Universal Monsters are coming to 4K Ultra HD.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and a 4-film Icons of Horror collection this October. So I'm trying to make sure that it includes, like, okay, yeah. Unfortunately, it's not including a lot of them, which sucks. In my opinion, I would like to see like Bride and Creature included, but apparently it's going to be Dracula, Frankenstein, the Invisible Man, and the Wolfman. It is still cool, though, to see that they're going to be remastering these classics, because it's going to be a lot easier for me to watch personally. But yeah, I'm excited still, even though I wish it included, you know, more of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's supposed to be coming in October.
I love that. I might grab
it. Yeah. So we'll see.
Interesting. Okay. Do you want to start us off for HHN news? Because I gave you the biggest job for literally today.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm just going to kind of.
You want to take a stroll around the park?
Spitball a little. Yeah.
Let's take a little walk around Universal, a little virtual tour, if you will.
That's what I'll do. Yeah. So we'll start. Actually, it's Production Central, correct? So
yes.
When you first walk straight into the park. We got some amazing stuff going on today.
This is all Scare Zone construction, by the way.
Yes. So as soon as you walk into Production Central, we have on your right, I'm trying to exactly see it. Big blow up. Like, I don't even know what they're made of. They're made of like a piece of like thick. Okay. They're made of like those. How do they make those little things? Those,
which, like, one are we talking about?
The Sorry. Icons.
I think it's just wood. It's like flats, but they're 3D almost.
Yes.
They're built out. It's a big photo op is pretty much what it is.
It really is. Yeah. But those big panels of the icons, we have two large, platform thingies. We have one that has Jack, Fear, Caretaker, and Director on it. still the same art that we got in 20, the red and black and white.
Yeah, from all the 30 years, 30
fears. Yeah. And then on the other, we have Chance, which I'm very happy about.
Yes.
We have the Usher, Storyteller, and Lady Luck. And at the bottom, we have Eddie. And that was my favorite one of the two, I think, because the addition of the others. Yeah. So we have those up. They look to be on the right side as you walk in, I believe.
There's one on the right. So the one with Eddie, Lady Luck, and Chance is on the right by Shrek. The other one's on the left by Minions.
Okay.
So they look to be on opposite sides of the road from each other, but maybe facing each other.
Oh, okay. That would make sense. Yeah. And then we also have some banners hanging up in that scare zone that say Universal Orlando Halloween Horror Nights 30 Years 30 Fears in that same kind of font that they did with that same art style, and included with this, there's like a building
that's like a ruin type
of, yeah, it's like a, yeah, like a kind of a, god, I can't think of the word.
So Dakota actually at Cathode Coaster on Twitter, he actually said that they are either the same or reminiscent of the Blood Masquerade ruins from years past. So, okay. And like, he posted a side by side. So if you guys want to check that out, that's at Cathode Coaster on Twitter. He posted the side by side. They look almost exactly the same. There were just candles on it the last time.
Yeah.
It looks like a building ruin, like almost like a castle or like just some old decrepit building being held up by like a piece of wood.
Literally. Yeah, and it has like a stage on it. You can see there's little steps leading up to it.
There's also next to the other icon, the Jack one on the left by Minions, there's actually looks like there's a platform for someone to stand on, like a taller one.
Okay.
So I see that. So maybe we'll have an icon up there. Maybe an icon on the mic.
Oh.
Maybe.
That would be cool.
I don't know anything. This is all speculation. But that little platform, I will say, does have, oh my god, who pointed it out? Somebody pointed it out to me. At SpookyGhost91 said there's some hidden references, and it is actually, it looks like it's Cindy's face from the orphanage.
Is that what that is? Because I saw that too, and I wasn't sure, because I was like, where's Cindy?
Yeah, that's how she's represented, and I fucking love that. It's so subtle.
Yeah, and it makes sense too, because of the fire and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'll send you the side-by-side. That was really cool.
So is there more to that? I think that's it so far.
There's
lights and stuff up. There's like, you know,
The big metal truss, like, square structure in the center as well.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the lighting trusses. But also, that looks like someone could possibly be flying. Well, that's what that rigging can either... to me, from what I know, that stuff can be used for flying or lighting.
Okay.
So, but they did put up a big structure. It literally goes from Minions all the way over to Shrek. Like, it's a big thing. right in the center. And that one, you can find that one anywhere on Twitter. If you guys literally just search HHN or HHN30, all of these construction updates, people are killing it. I know Losh TV on YouTube, he's been posting construction updates. Definitely check out his stuff. Mm-hmm. SoCal Exploring covers the West Coast if you're interested in Hollywood construction updates. So does TLEV Media. And then Boo Bros is kind of like a big collaboration of West Coast and East Coast people, and they all do kind of haunt coverage. And Zombie Chris as well, excuse me. I kind of watch these people for construction updates as well. So if you guys want to see anything in like one compiled list, like with visuals, go check them out. We're just kind of telling you what we see online.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm seeing a bigger picture of the area. Yes. So they have those very large.
Yeah, it's massive.
Rigs kind of like even above. They go above the Minions building. It looks like we're almost close to.
Maybe it could be the.
Yeah. And that's interesting. And then in between us, I also see kind of a just more little like trusses in the middle that kind of have like a wrap around of like a red and black background to just kind of match the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. To fill it in and things like that. So that's the biggest news. That's what happened today. That's what people were reporting for today.
Yeah, that shit went up overnight. It's wild. That big set pieces.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I'm ready to see more and to just see it in person. I can't wait. And then let's see, which way are we going to go? Are we going to go
wherever you want to go? This is your walking tour. I'm just here.
Oh, Lord.
I'm giving commentary.
I'm trying to remember where everything is. Okay, because I know there's a few spots that haven't really had too much going on yet.
We haven't talked about New York, really, because there was a lot that happened while we were off not doing.
Yes.
Episode. So if we want to kind of talk about New York really fast, because that's the biggest one right now.
Yes, absolutely. So New York, and that's the one with it was called Seek and Destroy on the spec map.
Yeah.
Yes, but we don't know that yet. We just have more of like a, it's very interesting. I like it. It's it reminds me of like, I don't know what it reminds me of.
It's like 1984 to me. It's like dystopian.
Yes.
It's interesting. I did see something online. I wish I had saved it. Someone said that they had heard somewhere that this zone was possibly going to be almost like fighting against an alien invasion. Mm. And that does not make any sense right now with what I'm seeing. But I wanted to at least say that little rumor I saw online because it was a different take.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that makes some sense. So basically what we have so far, we have a big banner above mm-hmm. Gertner's Bakery. It says submit to the controller, and it has an all-seeing eye like in the middle of it.
Yeah, like 1984. That's why I think like Big Brother almost. Like
okay.
That's why I think 1984.
Oh, you're talking Wait, yeah. Are you talking about the book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you thinking about the year? Like what did you think I was talking about? Vamp 84?
I'm thinking about fucking like the year itself and also thinking about American Horror Story or some shit. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Okay, I will let that one slide. But no, I was thinking about the book. What did you want?
Okay.
Oh my God. Next time I'll say the dystopian novel, 1984.
George Orwell or
George
whatever.
George Orwell's dystopian novel, the works.
Like, oh my God.
That's what it makes me think of really is
okay.
Like 1984.
I see it now.
Big Brother's okay. Always watching. I love how Big Brother, you were like, oh, not the TV show.
Yeah. Well, I knew not that. Yeah. I was like, wait, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Although that is a horror in itself.
I'm sure it is.
I don't watch it, but the people who talk about it online every week are very upset constantly.
Yeah. That's with most reality shows. We also have like some barrels over by Nazerman's. Barrels with like hoses coming out of them and like yeah. Like almost like yeah with like
tubing
the
yeah it's thing. Just
yeah it's kind of covered steam. Some of yeah. It
feels like steam.
That's what a lot of people are thinking and hoping that it's somehow connected.
And there's like big also red vats. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, you're good. Yes,
vats of red of liquid.
Like blood or something.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting.
There's so many stages. There's also like just so many stages.
There are. So we have we also have these pillars that have numbers on them.
Mm-hmm. Like 1, 2, 3. I think there's only 3. Maybe there's 4.
I think so.
God,
I'll keep looking. We have a giant stage. Now, this is looks like it's in between. There's a popcorn stand. I think it's facing Mummy.
Yeah, so that's normally where the big set piece is.
Yes, like 80, like Vamp 85 and stuff. Yeah, yes,
so the drop tower from Zombieland. That's actually, I think it's the New York bus stop is what that actually is. This is the bus station is what it is called in the park.
Okay.
So it's like right there outside of the tribute store, outside of Mummy, like you said. So there is like a massive stage. There's curtains, and it looks like someone can also go on that walkway above the curtains.
Yes, it does look like that.
There's speakers, so I'm assuming someone's going to be on a mic here.
Oh, for sure.
I just don't know what this could be. Like, is it going to be like a live thing? Is it going to be a torture? Is it an auction like The Purge? Like, what is it? What does it mean? What's this eye? You're driving me crazy, Universal. What is it?
I like it. You know, I think it could be some kind of like you said, like almost dystopian or like even cult-like maybe. Ooh. Something like that where like the government's taking control of everyone or something weird like that. I think that'd be so cool to see.
Everyone's like stealing people to drain. It feels like Saws and Steam meets, like, I don't even know what I think it meets, because Saws and Steam, the world had no more water, so they were drawing the water out of humans from their blood and everything. So I think it was like the minute you turned a certain age, you were deemed like useless to society, and you were sent to this like greater area to like live out the rest of your life, but in reality no one ever told you were going to be murdered for your blood. And that's like the whole backstory really of Saws and Steam. That's way less finessed and like beautifully written as Universal did, but
yeah,
that's how Jess says it. But that's what this feels like to me. It feels like the blood is important. The blood is everywhere.
Yeah, I'm seeing more pictures of it now. Yeah, because I've seen little things here and there, but I'm really looking at it heavily now. So yeah, like next to the stage too, we have more barrels.
Yep.
With like a little like road stop sign almost looking thing around it. I don't know if that's important or if it's just there so people don't mess with stuff. It does have the symbol on it though. And then we have, it looks like, I'm trying to figure out where exactly this is.
Are you talking about the one with the green umbrellas behind it, the green overhangs?
The truck. Yeah, with the truck.
That is literally right next to the bus stop. That I think that's over. That's like the entrance to Finnegan's Bar.
Okay, I was thinking it was in between where we used to have that U stop there.
That's where it is.
Okay.
That's
okay. Right, yeah. Yeah. Entrance
to Finnegan's.
So okay. Perfect.
That's another big set piece blocking the majority of that road.
Yeah, it is.
And it looks like another stage. And like that truck has to be important. What's going on? Why is the truck there? I'm like, this is driving me crazy.
And this stage also contains vats of blood again.
Mm-hmm. And like bars.
Yep.
Like it looks almost like cells, like jail cells.
Hmm.
And then there's another stage literally across from both of the stages we just talked about in front of the Mummy.
Wow.
Like, yes. Literally another stage right in front of the entrance to the Mummy. And next to that stage that we're about to talk about is one of those pillars. Okay. With the number on it.
Yeah.
This zone has so many set pieces, but also think about it. Universal probably designed this one specifically with COVID in mind, because that's a lot of places to put people away from the crowd.
True.
A lot that's of actors true. Away, and also drawing attention away from the actors in the street to then scare you because you're not paying attention to the guys on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't know if this is going to be my favorite, but I am expecting this to be top two.
Yeah, I'm very excited for New York to have a decent scare zone again, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks very big, and that's why I think it's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the one by the Mummy there, so it's like a cage.
Yes.
With like a little, almost door. I don't know if that's going to like open up.
It gives me Vanity Ball Surgeon stage vibes.
Yes, yep.
So I'm expecting like a bloodletting or some kind of operation coming out.
Okay.
And then these tarps, the tarps have to cover like the actors getting into position, like coming. I don't know. And there's more vats of blood. There's like four vats of blood by this stage specifically.
Yes, there are.
Some of them are full. Some of them are half full.
I don't know. It just looks interesting to me. I like it so far. I just want to know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, wait. And I'm sorry. I am so wrong. It wasn't by Finnegan's. That truck Or maybe I'm wrong, because I'm seeing another truck over by the hotel facade down a little bit. But this looks like a different truck with different barrels.
Yes, I believe that is another different one.
So, yeah, there's even more stuff down in New York. Like, we could go on and on and on about New York probably for 10 more minutes.
Yes. Just there, more. You're right. There is another truck further down. It looks like it's kind of on its own almost.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a sign in front of it, some barrels next to it. I think it's, you know, to prevent people from climbing. It does say do not climb all over it. And it has a form of, like, mossy camouflage on the back.
With red.
red and black, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's interesting. I'm excited for that one.
It's just crazy to me because, like, I know we keep saying this and everybody keeps saying it online, but, like, I think it's finally hitting me right now because we're talking about it. I haven't talked about this stuff in a couple weeks because we didn't record last week. But, like, we are a month away from Halloween Horror Nights opening night, HHN 30, and we only have 4 houses announced. Is it 4 or 3?
I think 4. It's
4 houses, no zones, no shows. We can pretty much confirm that that first zone is Icons 100%. I mean, look at what the fucking went up today. At least anniversary, whatever we're calling it. But, like, mm-hmm. everything else is still speculation. And even that is still speculation because nothing's been announced. And that's not on Universal. I really do think it's because of COVID and they're watching everything. I don't think they're playing with our emotions like I keep seeing people accuse them of. I think that they want to announce it. They want us to be hype. They don't want us to be upset. But, like, what are they going to do? Their hands are very much tied right now with all the variants and everything going on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm just excited, like, to see shit going out. They're still trekking forward. So let's just, like, smile about that, please.
Oh, I am excited. Oh, yeah. I've been so stressed about the world right now and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like, on top of my own personal problems. But, like, yeah, that's been scaring me. So, like, to know that they're still moving forward, it looks like, you know, and hopefully we'll get some more answers soon. And I'm taking in what I can take in for now, though. I'm loving all the updates from everybody who's been going to the parks. We have not much in Central Park, but we have some speakers.
Yep.
In the grass to the right, it looks like.
Yep, just on the right.
White and black speakers.
Just chilling. And they put up some, like, green, some trussing, like, lighting trussing. But there's nothing there yet. The Terror Queen's being a little shy. It's not time for her yet. It's not time.
Nope.
I'm sorry. It's time this year. She's coming, that, though. But, well, she's not. I don't know if she's coming. I'm just saying I hope she is.
And besides that, there are just a few lighting rigs around the park. Just, you know, for your standard atmospheric lighting, it seems. We have back almost by between, like, Harry Potter and, like, Fear Factor. Mm-hmm. So, like, those bathrooms over there with, like, where the Coke machines and things are, there's some lighting there. I think I saw even, like, by MIB, there might be some random lighting. Yeah. And even in the front of the arches of the park, there's 2 lighting rigs on opposite side of the archway. So that just, to me, reads as, you know, just the standard atmospheric lighting that we get around the park for the fog and all that stuff. Let me see what else. We do have a couple of lights also in Central Park from today's update, I believe mm-hmm. it is, right next to the speakers. So, of course, just more atmospheric lighting, it looks like. And then am I missing a scare zone?
There is, like, 1 platform in San Francisco in front of the exit of Fast and Furious.
You are correct. I saw that and I forgot. Yes.
But there's nothing really on it. It's just wrapped in, like, black tarp.
Yeah, it's pretty much just a couple of, like, large lighting rigs and, like you said, some just wrap around.
There's, like, a platform, like, it, like Rob Zombie, where the girls were dancing on. There's, it's almost the same kind of structure. So that's the, oh my god, I don't even remember what the last, was that the Crypt TV one on the last update? I believe so.
I can't recall.
I think so. I think on the last spec map, I think that's Crypt TV. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, well, that's all we know now, but I'm sure as the days go, we'll get more and more.
I hope so. I have 1 construction update I forgot to put down that I found, but it's not a zone one. It's like a house one, kind of.
Okay.
HH Nightmares with an extra S at the end. Got to they I don't want to say they snuck. I think they wrote Simpsons, and you can see over the wall a little bit. Wicked Growth, the rumored Wicked Growth house. There are definitely pumpkins going up on that entrance facade that we talked about a couple weeks ago. That I said was like the big kind of dome shape that didn't have anything on it, but there were vines outside.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we absolutely have pumpkins there. And then also, oh my god, yeah, I see some other vine and other work on the facade as well. It looks really cool. So if you want to see that picture, that is HH Nightmares with an extra S at the end.
Okay.
We also, people who have been at the park have been seeing there are black curtains with red and green lights at the Fear Factor stage, and music can be heard while you're walking around the park as well. They're testing something, and that is the rumored Carnival of Carnage like magic show right now. So mm-hmm. I mean, red and green lights. Jack the Clown is what? Red and green. let me see. This is not construction, but RIP Tour Podcast. They noticed the images from the puppet theater video from last year were shown on the website previously before today, next to all the other images from the houses that were announced and everything. But they are now gone off of the site.
I saw that and I was like, okay, that's weird.
I don't think the house is going anywhere. I think that maybe that might be one of the next announcements. So
okay.
I think that maybe they're pulling it to make it like fresh and new, and they might repost that video for all we know.
Oh with, yeah.
Greg Nicotero and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, is that all I have? That's all I have. Hollywood announced some stuff, Exorcist and the return of the Exorcist and the return of Pandora's Box. Mm-hmm. I believe Pandora's Box is the same, and Exorcist, I believe it's the same sets, but kind of plussed because it's been 5 years. That's really it for HHN. I have some Hollow Scream news. Orlando. So Hollow Scream's killing it with these announcements. They're like, oh, HHN didn't give you anything. It's okay, boo. I got you. literally, they did that, I think, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
So over at Hollow Scream Orlando, which is over at SeaWorld, we have a new house announced, and it is called the Captain's Revenge. So this is pirate themed. So it looks cool. They did have a pirate themed house in Tampa before that I've been through. So I'm curious, and maybe we're reusing some sets from a sister event. But the description for Captain's Revenge is, a tempting and terrifying force has possessed those who once labored aboard this vessel. Against every warning, you descend into its dank underbelly in search of the captain who swore revenge on you. What grisly horror lurks around the next dimly lit corner? Creaks and groans fill the musty air. You're surrounded by what remains of the ill-fated crew. It's time to find a way out before they find permanent quarters for you. Pirates. Mm. Fucking pirates, man.
Fucking pirates.
Fucking pirates, man. I love it. I like pirates. I think that's cool. I think that the house can be scary. I really liked the Black Spot over at Tampa. That was their pirate house when I went in 2018. Mm. It was fun. I don't know. We got three houses right now for Hollow Scream Orlando. So it's Captain's Revenge, Beneath the Ice, which looks so cool. I don't know if you saw that announcement video, Cece.
I haven't seen the video, but I am on the website right now looking at the photo, the promo photo from it.
I love
it. Is it like Siren? Is it like...
So what I've come to understand about Hollow Scream Orlando this year is there are three main leaders, like, of like legions. So you have this like ice queen, you have the vine, girl down for dead vines, like the leader of the vine women or Ivy or something like that. And then you have a siren, the lead siren. And I think that they're the ones kind of terrorizing the park.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's three female like icons at Hollow Scream Orlando. So hell yeah, I'm excited.
That's great.
I think they also, yes, they announced a show as well called The Monster Stomp. This is a musical performance starring the one and only Jack the Ripper. It is called Monster Stomp Slasher Alley. In the misty corners of Victorian era London, a fiend known only as Jack the Ripper walks the streets. Watch him take the stage in a way you've never seen before in this modern rock and rhythm spectacular. Hold on to your seat as electrifying percussion, dancing, and singing combine for a show that is as darkly entertaining as it is exhilarating. What?
Okay, I kind of like that.
I do too. It sounds like it's like, oh, we wanted to do Rocky Horror, but
yep,
here's Jack the Ripper.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's so cool. Much. Oh my god. Oh, that really brought me a lot of joy, that show. I'm not gonna lie, just reading about it. We have nothing else announced for zones or anything for Orlando, but Tampa did also have some announcements. So they have announced a new house, and it is called Cell Block Zombies. yeah. this one, the picture's cool. The makeup's really good. This guy's got like his like flesh hanging out of his arm. So the description: welcome to Purgatory Penitentiary, where afterlife sentences are served with a vengeance. Incarceration is just the beginning as maniacal guards shuffle fresh meat down dark and lawless paths for processing. Surviving the prison yard leads to maximum security and confinement that is anything but solitary. There are only two options for inmates here: break out alive or be devoured in detention. It looks cool. There's pictures from actually inside the house with one of the actors. It sounds interesting. I'm not going to lie. So going to Tampa, from the sets I'm seeing, this looks like this might be their, they had a house that was like sleep themed, like sleep demons. And it looks like, okay, they just took that house and turned it into a prison. But gotcha. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong. But there is a house that I know that they've had before, but this is a whole new take on it. And I'm very excited. So they just also announced another house, Deathwater Bayou Blood Moon.
Ooh.
We're getting werewolves.
Ooh.
We are getting freaking werewolves.
But in the bayou.
But in the bayou, right. So they've had Deathwater Bayou before. I really did like that house last time I went through it. But this seems to be a whole new take on it. So the voodoo chants have died off, replaced by blood-curdling howls and your screams. Dark magic has manifested into darker curses as ravenous werewolves claw their way through the bayou on the hunt for human flesh. Beneath the midnight sky, the moonlight reveals glowing eyes, bloodstained teeth, and an inescapable fate for all who enter the swamp.
Ooh.
I'm not going to lie. Okay, I'm going to be brutally honest. We're brutally honest here. The, are you looking at the mask, Cece?
No, I'm on the Orlando website. Maybe I don't know how to easily get over there.
Hold on. Okay. Don't go look at the mask.
Is it bad?
I don't like it.
All right, let me see if I can find it.
It looks like the live action Beauty and the Beast to me.
Oh God, don't tell me that.
In the worst way. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. It does. It does.
What is this? Oh my God.
Tell me I'm wrong. You can't.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's too cute. It's not scary.
Yeah, it looks cute.
Oh my god. I can't.
Yeah, it does look like the Beast. Yes.
It really makes me think of the Beast.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm going to move on from that one. I did also see somewhere that there is going to be a bar with a guest activated trigger in it that you can see from in here. Is it okay? So Tormented, this is a bar that's going to be at Hollow Scream Orlando near the ice house I was talking about. So take refuge from the wintry terrors of the Arctic hellscape outside and do a little refueling here. If you're feeling mischievous, you can even join in and frighten your fellow expeditioners while they're braving the horrors beneath. So it seems like you're going to be above the house and you'll have a gat while you're drinking where you can scare people in the house.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That sounds amazing. Oh, I love it. Okay.
That's awesome.
That's it. I did it. Oh, wait. No, one more bar at Hollow Scream Orlando. Longshoreman Tavern near the Pirate House.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Holy shit. I'm really excited for these theme bars.
I know. It's pretty cool that they did it that way.
Yeah. I know. Who used to do that? The Queen Mary over in California. They do that. And then when they did an event in Orlando in 2019, they had bars inside the mazes.
Wow.
So it was like a hidden bar. You had to know like the password to get in, and then you could like stop in the middle of your like walk through the house, get a drink, scare people in there. There was like a button where you could scare people, finish your drink, and then leave and then go back
in
the house.
That's so cool.
It's like such a wild experience. HHN could never, just because of like capacity, but it'll be interesting to see Hollow Scream not do something like that, but do something where it's like kind of interactive.
Yeah.
I love it. I love when haunts come up with like new and exciting things. It's like, it's always fresh.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Oh my God. Are we ready to talk about Pablo Rigatoni?
I have one more thing.
Oh no, you're good. I'm sorry.
Because they just announced this a few days ago, and I know you know some more than I do. Well, some more than the... Well, I don't want to say too much. Anyway, this is what the public knows, okay?
Okay.
Our good friends and local punk, pop punk band, I guess you would want to say, right? Mm-hmm. Pangolin.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to talk about their little trailer that they put out.
Oh.
So if you guys are HHN fans, you saw this trailer already. It came out like on July 27th, but we just haven't recorded really since then. So they're putting out a new EP. It's coming out September 3rd. And they are having a live show on October 2nd. I heard that more information is coming, I believe, this week.
Yes.
So just keep your guys' eyes open on that. I just wanted to talk about that because it's another spooky event that's happening. So, yeah, we've got to try to get people out there and seeing the show. Hopefully things slow down with COVID and it all goes well. But, yeah, just keep you guys' eyes on Pangolin's page and we shall see more to come.
Yeah, and I heard someone might be doing makeup on that show. Someone. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know. But maybe I've heard a couple of the songs. They might be really good. I'm just saying. Maybe you should go. We'll tell y'all more when there's information.
Yes.
I do know, not sad information came out, but there is a local haunt that is having their media night now the same night. Not that they knew. It wasn't malicious or anything. So I know some people are trying to figure out a way to kind of do both. I will definitely be at the Pangolin show. Don't feel bad. I mean, choosing one or the other, but that haunt will be there. This Pangolin show, you're not going to want to miss it, especially if you're an HHN fan. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Just trust me on that one, okay? I've seen a little bit, and I know a little. Spoiler alert, I'm partially doing the makeup. I'm helping on the makeup. So you guys should definitely keep an eye out on the Pangolin Twitter account.
Yes.
But, yeah. And I think Haunt Scene, they're announcing it on Haunt Scene, too, aren't they?
They had a, they already had, like, a little thing on there, yeah.
It was moving.
Yeah, it's fine. No, I didn't get to watch it either, unfortunately, but I was just going off of the Twitter information that I see right now.
Yeah. We know the information is coming. I can tell. I can promise
I think
you guys.
Gary said, yeah, I think Gary said more's coming out this week or maybe next week, so.
Yes. Woo. All right. Pablo.
All right. Are we ready to dive into this?
Are you ready? This is your man. Are you?
This
ready?
Is not my man.
I thought you liked him.
Okay. I don't know if I like him yet, for one.
I don't know if I like him yet.
I mean, I want to be a director. I guess that's why I like
his... I don't think you want to be this kind of director.
No, definitely not. But
I won't judge you, but damn.
That'd be the only link that I have with him is that, you know, directing or whatever. But otherwise, I don't know if I like him yet. I know a lot of our friends do, though.
Oh, my God. So I feel like the director has not more fans than, like, the caretaker, but, like, has more, like, deeply rooted, passionate fans.
Absolutely.
And I love that for y'all. I think he's hot. I'll give y'all that. He is hot. He might be the hottest icon minus the women. He's the hottest male icon.
Oh, yeah. You better take the women out of there.
Oh,
yeah.
The women. Okay. The women icons, there's not even a fucking conversation. I won't even entertain the conversation that they're anything but attractive.
Right, exactly.
So, he's the hottest man. I still think Daddy Kane is the hottest, but that's just... You love your man. You stand behind your man.
Exactly.
I still get Sugar Daddy DMs, even though I changed my name on Twitter. I just
had
to tell you guys.
Oh, my God.
And they're all bots. It's all bots. But it's like, come on, sis. Like...
I got some the other day. I don't even remember what it was I posted. I just had a bunch of DMs. I'm like, hello?
You might have said daddy. Don't say daddy.
I don't know what I said. I was just like, seriously?
Oh, I hate it. All right. Are we ready for the director?
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oof, I can't wait to figure out what we're going to title this episode.
Oh, no. After last episode, what we said about him. Woof.
About him?
Yes.
What did I say last time?
When we made our dream teams.
Oh!
Everybody was tweeting at us. They were fucking dying laughing.
He was totally jacking off in the corner. No one can tell me otherwise. Everyone agreed with me.
Exactly.
He is the little... He's the voyeur. He is... That's yep. his thing. That should be... Ooh. I just had an episode idea.
Uh-oh.
But I think we'd have to do it with reflections.
Oh, God. I have a feeling I know what's going on.
Okay, no, okay, sorry. Well, I'll write that down later. The director. Oh my God, are you ready for your close up?
Are you?
No, I don't know. Am I?
I'm definitely not trying to get okay. killed in a bathtub or whatever happens. I don't know.
Or whatever happens. All right, so. Again, I got all my information online from HHN Wiki. I also pulled some information from Catacombs History episode and just some other sources, mainly the Wiki, but that's mainly where it's compiled from. I want to tell it now before I forget. Cite my sources. You always cite your sources.
Of course. absolutely.
The director was born in Eastern Europe. We don't have a specific country. I will say also before I really get into it, as much as everyone loves the director, a lot of his backstory is very vague. A lot of the stuff we kind of know is more, or not know, but a lot of the stuff you see online is more fan fiction and headcanon. And as much fun as we have with headcanon here, when I'm doing history, I try to leave it out and then we kind of make up our own as we go because I kind of want to give you guys the facts. So we don't have a ton on Mr. Director here. He's kind of a mysterious man, okay? And I kind of like that. I think it kind of works for him. I feel like the caretaker would like sit you down and tell you his entire life story and then murder you. And
yeah,
the director is more like here for like a quick fuck.
yeah.
Does that make sense? There's my headcanon.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Daddy Kane would wine and dine you and then murder you. And Paolo would hold you down and just flat out do it.
Yeah.
There's my headcanon to start the show.
Yeah, it's accurate. So.
Thank you. I'm glad you're like, you understand the vibe. You get it, Cece.
Yes.
This is why we have this show. So he was born in Eastern Europe as Paolo Ravinsky. Now, I'm going to say his name is never the same. It's never written the same twice by Universal. it changes a lot from Paolo to like P-A-U-L-O to P-A-O-L-O. So the name's going to change. I'm going to tell you all of his names eventually. I'm going to refer to him as Paolo Ravinsky, because that's what I've known him
Paolo.
As. Paolo. Sing to me, Paolo. He's Italian.
I swear he is, yes.
He's Eastern European, but like, oh my God. Okay. But his other names have been Pavel. P-A-V-E-L, Pavel, and Billy.
I hate Billy.
I hate it. I don't like it.
I just think of, like, the puppet and then, like, other weird shit. Yeah.
I feel like, I think of the Dead Silence puppet, too.
Yes. Yep.
Was he Billy as well?
Yes, he was.
Okay. I can't even remember. I'm like, everyone's fucking Billy.
Slappy, you know.
Oh, yeah, Slappy.
No.
I wasn't scared of Slappy.
I was, and still am.
Oh, no.
I don't like dolls. You remember that?
I know. Puppet Theater God. Is going to kill you. Yep. Okay. I can't wait to go through Puppet Theater with you. okay. So he was an aspiring filmmaker who actually started out as a snuff film director, capturing Lovely. Actual human torture, suffering, and even death on his camera. According to an Orlando Sentinel article, an interview that they did with the director, just like they did with Daddy Kane, he and I will even read you some of that interview. I have the full interview, written down. Like, it's, I have it saved. It's very fascinating. He says that his film career began when he picked up his father's camera when he was only 8 years old. It resulted in him getting into trouble for wasting film. But he would shoot birds with a BB gun while filming them flittering around and falling out of the trees.
Okay.
At 8 years old.
Lovely.
Yup. His first official project as a filmmaker after the bird film was an extremely controversial feature film known as The Widow's Eye. The film disgusted almost the entire population of his home country, and he was run out, which is how he ended up coming to America.
Okay.
Yup. His snuff film was so gross that Italy, quote unquote, said, fuck you. You can't live here anymore. So he came to America.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Makes sense. Yep.
Unfortunately. Okay. So while the world refers to his work as snuff cinema, Paolo refers to his work, prefers his work to be referred to as art. He does not like it when you call it snuff. He prefers every single film, no matter how long or short, to be called art. These are my ladies.
Oh my God.
Some of his other films are called The Bloodletting and The Death Procession, and they were actually considered to be on the tamer side of his work.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So let's move on to Universal Orlando. So Universal Orlando, in 2003, they're looking for someone to make a movie about their newest theme park, Islands of Adventure, a horror movie for Halloween Horror Nights. So they hire Paolo, and now his name is listed as P-A-O-L-O. I really got to make sure you know that, because my brain hurts with how many different ways this name is spelled.
Oh, my God.
So they hired him in 2003 to film his newest horror movie over at Islands of Adventure. And he turned each island into its own little living horror movie as part of his dream project. That's the backstory for 2003 and the first time we see the director. He appeared himself in the park just randomly, and then as well as part of a house and a show. Years later, in Sweet 16, the backstory would change his name from P-A-O-L-O to Paolo, P-A-U-L-O, again. And he was given his own house, finally, and featured a Kill in the Icon show, which was electrocuting someone in a bathtub. This becomes kind of like a scene we see a lot. It is his most iconic kill. Told you guys with the caretaker has the shears and he rips the human's heart out. The director has someone in a bathtub tied up, has you see like a wire running out of the bathtub, and he switches on with like a big Frankenstein switch. He switches on the electricity and kills them and films the whole thing. So that's God. that's his like iconic kill. And you can see it. We saw it in 25. We saw it in 2016. I think we saw it in 20 Years of Fear. I'll get to all that later, but you see that a lot. So that bathtub kill, when I'm talking about it, that's what it is. So in 2010, he was bound to fear, and he was the totem of sacrifice due to his willingness to sacrifice anything and everything in the name of film. In 2012, it was revealed that he was the member of the Strangoite Legion of Horror along with Lady Luck. So I kind of get that, because I feel like Lady Luck and the director are very similar in like how vicious they are.
Yeah.
It's kind of like there's no innocent with them. There's no, please no, there's no like stopping and waiting for a second.
Right.
It's just very much like, fuck you. Like, I feel like Jack and Chance play with their victims.
Yes.
And Lady Luck and the director, it's very much like the killing is the thing they like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. For Hollywood, now, Cece, what was his name up until now?
Paolo.
Paolo. Well, now his name is Pavel.
Pavel. No, I'm just kidding.
Pavel. Pavel Pronevsky. Pronevsky. What? This is Hollywood's backstory. After he was already, this was in 2006. He was already an established icon in Orlando named Paolo Ravinsky. had appeared now in 2003 and then appearing at the same year in Orlando, Hollywood decides to call him Pavel Pranevsky. Make it make sense. Hell? This is why I always like to stress that they are very different fucking events.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and you know, it's really funny. They're the backstory. It's almost like Hollywood saw it at Orlando and was like, oh my God, I want that.
Oh yeah.
Pavel was hired by Universal Hollywood, get this, to create a horror movie.
Wow.
It wasn't for their park or anything, but it was to create the ultimate horror movie. But before they allowed production to begin, they requested that Pavel submit a short film outlining the movie to preview it for the executives. Now, okay. He did that. He gave them what he thought best represented his movie. How do you think that went over with them?
Not very well.
Oh, knowing Universal.
Yeah, definitely not.
So once they viewed the film, which he actually included real torture and death, because of course he did. This is Pavel now. This is not Paolo.
Oh.
This is, you know what it is? It's like, that wasn't me. That was drunk me. That was Patricia.
Okay, yeah.
Pavel is Paolo's Patricia.
Oh, God.
The past is the past. So, they claimed Pavel, his film to be sick and too graphic for audiences. No shit, Sherlock. You should have called Orlando. You should call them and asked him what kind of an employee he was. Mm-hmm. His project was canceled for good and banned him from ever stepping foot in Universal Hollywood again.
Ooh.
Do you think he listened?
Nope.
Cool. So Pavel, instead of leaving, he actually took up residence in an abandoned backlot set in the park.
Oh my God.
Vowing to get his revenge on Universal for ruining his project.
Oh Lord.
Now here's my favorite part of the story. Universal, John Murdy, we're going to say the Murdy, because I think these are the Murdy years at this point. Universal was fully aware that he was on the property living in the back lot. And they still allowed HHN to go on, but warned visitors that Pavel was incredibly dangerous, and if you were to see him, to run.
Oh.
I love it. I love it so much. We're going to talk about what exactly he did. I'll just say it now. In 2006, he was the icon for Hollywood, but he was only part of the Terror Tram. He didn't have a house, okay. But the Terror Tram was based around him because he was living in the back lot, and the Terror Tram takes place in the back lot. So I think it's a cool backstory, but I'm curious how many like people going to HHN actually got that backstory, and it wasn't just like, oh, this guy was with the camera, and he's chasing me in the War of the Worlds set. Like, I don't know.
Right? That sounds so random. Like, if you didn't know what was going on.
Also, I think I know what the... I feel like the name of this episode has to be, like, the director is a voyeur and you know it.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
I just thought about that. So, that's really the backstory and kind of his appearances. I want to talk about the marketing, because we know Universal was, like, big into the marketing back in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. In 2003, Dean Carr, who is the same person who directed the Caretakers commercials.
Okay.
He also directed the director's commercials, which was the director electrocuting a man in a bathtub. And then also there was a second one that they filmed, which was, I kind of love this one because I feel like it's almost like a jab at Jack, but it is the director forcing fish hooks into a jester's mouth and forcing him to smile.
Oh my God.
I feel like it's almost like a dig at Jack kind of.
Yeah.
Like just a little bit. And I love the fish hooks. It's like, it's so brutal. Like that, you're just like there to hurt somebody at that point.
Right.
There were also some recordings that were made that interspersed clips of the director talking about his vision. He appeared in all of the print campaign posters for 2003, like the previous icons. And he had a newspaper interview with the Orlando Sentinel, where he is most notoriously known for talking about his idea to break up Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
What the hell? Even though they're back together now.
How fucking funny. I know. 18 years later from this interview.
That's wild.
They're back together. How fucking funny is that?
That is wild.
Paolo, like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
In 2006, he was featured alongside the other icons for Sweet 16. We've seen the poster. He was also, like I said, the event icon for HHN over in Hollywood. He was the first of six icons that Hollywood had. And the marketing used the original marketing material from 2003 plus some shots from 2002. I guess of the caretaker, which is weird to me, but whatever. And then in 2011, HHN Singapore had him in a print campaign and filmed a new commercial with a new actor. He looked a little differently. I don't think he was in the same outfit, but he still had the camera. And now let's talk Paolo at HHN.
Ooh.
So we could see Paolo in 2003. He was shown on a screen in the Port of Evil Scare Zone. It showed unused shots from the Dean Carr commercials. So it was just kind of him projected because he was the icon. So wanted him to be around some ambiance and stuff like that. He technically also had his own house this year, but the house was All Night Die-In. And if you guys know anything about All Night Die-In, it was Universal's way of kind of using IPs without paying for them.
Yep.
So it was Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, and Michael. And the director was only featured in projections on the facade. So it was kind of him like showing you these movies and walking you through them. All Night Die-In is a trip, and it is like notorious for just like I said, being the IPs without actually being the IPs. So they got away with a lot more in that, especially like getting Michael, Leatherface, Jason, and Freddy all in the same fucking house. He also hosted Infestation, which was like a Fear Factor type of show, and he would like film the victims while they were doing whatever gross things they had to do. Which I guess also kind of makes a lot of sense. I feel like that's a fun way to use him.
Yeah.
Moving on from 2003, but in 2004, there was the House Horror Nights Nightmares. We have a whole episode that covers Jack's houses that includes this. And we talk about it. The director had an entire quarter of the house. Each icon had a quarter. So definitely check that one out. His part's really cool when we talk about it. I haven't been able to find a walkthrough of it, but the information I was able to find for our episode, we did pretty much like a verbal walkthrough. So
yeah,
check that one out. For 2006, which was Sweet 16, he was part of the Arrival opening ceremonies, again featured his bathtub kill. He had the Director's Cut Lagoon show, which was hosted by all of the icons, but obviously it was called the Director's Cut. And he had his own little segment. He also had another house in 2006, and this was All Night Die-In Take 2. It featured more IP movies. It featured Scream, The Ring, Hellraiser, and Silence of the Lambs. But it actually featured Paolo as well. I believe you walked into the house into his office, and he was there.
Oh.
So we at least got to see him in a house with some other movies. And like I said, in Hollywood, he in 2006, he only appeared in the Terror Tram, where he killed a victim before your tram entered the mummy's tomb. So he was there. In 2010, he appeared in the video on the Arches of Universal. 2010 was 20 Years of Fear. And this was an edited version of the Warehouse Experience video, which I would love to talk about that one day. The Warehouse Experience was actually a website that was like mini games based in the houses.
Ooh.
In 2010. So I would love to talk about that. I would love to talk about the websites one day. Maybe we'll do like a website history episode because...
Yeah, there was a lot back in the day.
Yeah, HHN loved an interactive website. Like, honestly, we talked about it with the Eddie episode. Like, there's so much shit. And I think that, I don't know if they're still saved, but someone at one point still had all the websites up and running.
Is it? Oh, God, I don't remember who it was.
I'm not
it's one of the big, sure. big
we'll find
Twitter
it.
People.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. It's, I don't think it's Legacy.
No. It's not HN Nightmares, is it?
No, I don't think so. We'll find it. Somebody has it. Someone will tell us. If you know where it is or if it exists anymore, let us know. Because you could still play around on all the websites. So for 2011, Paolo was only featured in a photo op at Singapore's event, even though he was the icon. And then in 2015, he was featured again in the icon zone with his bathtub kill. So that's all the times we've seen him. We've got some fun facts, as always. So, like I said before, in the Legions of Horror from 2012, he is part of the Strangoid Legion. And that is because of his hunger for real blood. Yeah. I want to deep dive into those legions more as well. Because all that lore is so interesting to me. I know that there are some people who are really into it. And like even like Dr. Strangoid is obviously named after this. So, another one. As noted... by TV tropes, his character appears to be strongly inspired by Mark Lewis from Peeping Tom, who, just like the director, is a serial killer obsessed with the art of film. This could make the director the unofficial counterpart to Mark Lewis.
Okay, that makes sense. I've never actually seen the film, but I remember in Scream 4, the killer's asking Kirby what was the first like official slasher film. Yes. And apparently Peeping Tom, yeah, that's the answer.
Oh, yeah, that is. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep, so I got to watch it at some point.
See, now I feel like I got to... Okay, maybe we need to watch that. Okay, maybe we'll put that down. So the director was played by Gianni Garofalo. Wow, I'm Italian and I suck. Gianni
Garofalo?
Garofalo, thank you. I'm so...
Like Janine Garofalo? Is it like that?
Thank you. I think so. Okay. It's G-A-R-O-F-A-L-O. Garofalo.
Yeah, that sounds Garofalo. Right.
Yeah. In the print media and the Dean Carr Hollywood ads. So the same guy played him. I don't know about anything past that. But there was... Gianni did an interview with a podcast I won't say the name of, revealed that Hollywood had a difficult time with the marketing with the director, and eventually Gianni had to do some viral marketing himself. I don't know what that really means. I'm not trying to not say the podcast name to be shady. I just really don't support this podcast and the person who runs it. That's it. It's on the wiki. If you want to know the podcast, it's there. The song that plays while the director tortures and kills people is You Ought to Be in Pictures by the Boswell Sisters. I feel like everybody knew that. Mm-hmm. And he is the totem of sacrifice for fear. He wore different clothing in Universal Studios Singapore, HHN, as well as having a completely different actor and a different name, which is Billy Skorsky. Yeah, Billy Skorsky. What is that, like Scorsese? Like,
yeah, like, what the fuck?
Billy Skorsky. I guess, yeah, I guess that's what they were doing over in Singapore. They were like, yeah, it sounds like Scorsese.
Sure.
He also doesn't play the song You Ought to Be in Pictures while torturing and killing his actresses in Singapore. Boo.
Wow.
What's the fun? No. It's probably just because culture over there probably wouldn't read the same.
Right.
But that's all I have for him. I did say I wanted to read a little bit of that Orlando Sentinel interview, though.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. It is very long. I will say it is on HHN Wiki. You can find it. It starts and says, Paolo Ravinsky is either a madman or a very good actor milking a juicy role for everything it's worth. What?
Juicy.
Critics and law enforcement agencies call it snuff cinema. Ravinsky prefers art. He's allegedly an underground favorite in European circles darker than the ones under his eyes. The story goes that someone found his work, films with titles such as The Bloodletting and Death Procession, on the internet and brought them to Universal Studios' attention. Now Ravinsky is the poster boy for Universal's annual month-long Halloween bash. Look how far we've come. It was only a month. His specialty is infestations and volunteers surrender to Ravinsky's art. I met Ravinsky in a screening room on Universal's backlot. He's a small man, tense and jittery, clutching his jacket, constantly squirming and stammering as disturbing thoughts are shaped into words. And that's after he says the screening room makes him feel comfortable. Normally I would be watching something, but they won't let me bring my films on property because of legal things, he says. For 25 minutes, we chatted about Ravinsky's art and why he'll never go Hollywood and celebrities he would love to cast in a film. Lunatic or thespian, you decide for yourself. So go on to talk about like what I said with his father and the BB gun and the birds. Any creative influences you can pinpoint. I like Civil War photographs. Those are just amazing. So long ago, and they have pictures of the bodies. I like the old black and white Universal films, and I like 70s films because they were very grainy and that made it seem real.
Mm.
Ooh, I think he's a Leatherface fan.
Ooh, maybe.
Where do you draw the line? I don't draw a line, but I have to watch what I say. If some situations like this put a line there, I can't cross it. I hope whenever it's my time, I would be willing to turn that camera on myself.
Ooh.
How creepy.
Yeah.
He said, I would do to myself what I've done to my own actors to make sure it's good stuff. I wouldn't draw a line even if it pertained to me.
Okay. So, no. Yeah. Never mind. I was going to say, so kill yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm telling you, he would jack off and while he fucking offed himself.
Probably. He'd be oh, God. He'd be like one of those people that dies from what is it, autoerotic
asphyxiation? Yeah, asphyxiation. Yeah, autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
God. Describe a few of your films. They show clips in the commercial. I did Clowns Are Always Laughing on the Outside and Crying on the Inside. So let's see. I wanted to make that clown cry and laugh at the same time and really get inside him. But I was only able to show a select part of that movie. I did the rubber ducky one where a guy is in the bathtub trapped and you know something's going to happen. I'm not going to let you go. I've got something planned. It's not going to be like a joke, like Candid Camera or something. I feel like him and the caretaker are best friends.
Yeah.
I reading this, it's very much Albert Caine to me. Like, it's very similar. It's very like dark and demented, but this feels like it comes from like at a desperate place. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. This is like a need to find out. It's crazy. The whole interview is there, and I really think you guys should read it. I will link it in the show notes. It is fascinating. If you really want to get inside the director's mind and kind of understand the character, really read it. Wild. Pablo Rigatoni, man. And that's literally it. That's all I got on him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I feel like it's not that much, but it's also a lot. If that makes sense.
Yeah, like thinking about it, like he was used in a lot of like promo though, like right in the past, right? Like,
yeah,
commercials and things like that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I always like picture when I think of him, is like those old like old school commercials.
Oh, he was everywhere in them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's very visually striking. He's got really like sunken in eyes with really dark circles, and his eyes are like light blue. They're almost white.
Oh yeah.
So he's hot. I will say he is really attractive. He's the hottest guy. But
is he though?
You seen Daddy Kane?
Oh my Lord. I don't think he's that hot.
I think he's the most attractive male, I guess.
Well, it depends on the actor, I guess, because
that's true.
Sometimes he just looks really scary, like and ugh. Like greasy and like hair.
Oh, he looks
know.
So dirty. Don't get me wrong. He looks disgusting.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just, I don't know. He's like all sunken in. Ugh. I don't know. We have a whole group of people out there who loves him, though.
Oh, I mean, hey, I'm not trying to shit on your man. Y'all think Daddy Kane's ugly, and that's okay. But yeah, that's the director. If I forgot anything, always let me know. If there's any headcanon you guys think we need to know about, or any fan fiction that's been written that we should know about, you can definitely send it our way. I'm always down.
Oh, we'll read it.
Read it. If you got some fan art, like I am here for it. I can't wait to see what we see of him this year.
I know. I'm excited.
I hope we don't see the bathtub again.
Oh God.
Maybe we will. I wouldn't be mad. Like, what about if you're walking like in the captured house? Let's say the captured house is one.
Okay.
So you're walking in the bathtub's right there and he's like killing the person and you're like walking by the bathtub.
That makes sense because, like, you know, this year's about, you know, bringing back, like, you know, that part of it, you know, it's it's an anniversary year, so it should be bringing back some like iconicism of the icons. So yeah, that would make sense.
I love it. Oh my God. I'm so excited. We have a month till HHN.
I can't believe it.
I can't. I know I'm not going to be negative. I'm not going to yell at anybody. I'm not going to get on a soapbox. There's construction happening every day, guys. They are trucking forward with this event. Try to stay positive. Even if we don't get an announcement on Thursday, try to stay positive. Maybe they're waiting to dump it all at this point. It might really be that. It might be, well, we waited this long. So as long as I see updates and construction going on in the park and there's still merch and they're still tweeting and we haven't gotten one of those, you know, tweets we got last year, I'm trying to stay positive, and I just want to encourage everyone else to try to stay positive if you're listening to this. We're still going to get the event. And to put some perspective, try to think about our friends like across the pond who have already either canceled their trip or their trip is inevitably going to be canceled because they can't travel to the United States right now. So yeah, try to keep those guys in mind, because at the end of the day, we're probably still going to get an event because we're on this side of the water.
Oh, I'm sure. And because I don't think that the governor's going to let us close.
No.
So
no. Let me say that louder. No, the devil doesn't care.
Yeah. So, well,
housekeeping.
I still don't know if I like him or not.
Oh, you don't? Oh, yeah, that's true. I was gonna ask. How do you feel now?
I don't know.
You feel like you were like a director Stan before we started this Icon series.
No, I obviously love the whole like attachment to him because of film, but not that kind of film.
Oh no, I mean obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only really thing I have connected with him, really. But I would like to see more what everyone else thinks. I'd like to see some, like, headcanon random shit.
Yes.
I think that'd be fun to read. But yeah, I don't know. So far, I don't think that mine has changed. I think it's still Jack and Chance. And then, of course, the caretaker is now on my top because I liked his story. So,
woo! I did
so
it.
We'll see.
I did it. I'm making caretaker stands.
Do you think the storyteller will ever top my top five?
I would rather jump into oncoming traffic on I-4.
Oh my God. No, you would not.
I'm totally kidding, David.
I know. Like, you would not. Hello.
Look, I have to follow this like shtick now that I hate the character, not the caretaker, oh, but I hate the storyteller. This is my thing. I'm gonna die on this hill that I want to fuck Daddy Kane and I hate Elsa.
I mean, even though they fucking hang out at Perkins,
they go to
together.
Perkins together for a good senior special. Okay, I can't get the senior special, so I let him have his side piece. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
So that's what it is. Okay, so that's what it is. I am the sugar baby to Daddy Kane. David is the storyteller side piece, and they're actually married and they go to Perkins every day together.
There you go.
That's what it is. Oh my God. Wow. We figured out the headcanon finally.
Perfect. Perfect.
So let us know on Twitter. Who are you dating or married to icon wise? We really want to know. Claim your person now.
Yeah. We have all these rat daddy clan or whatever going on about the director. So we should see.
Why are they calling them rat daddy?
I guess, I don't know. Why? I tried to ask Cultus because she told me that.
Me.
I think they say he's like very like mousy, like ratty and mousy.
Oh, he's like little and like,
yeah,
like jittery. Yeah, I get it.
He's kind of like that mousy look.
But that makes me think, I don't know. I want to be the rat daddy. I want to be the rat lady.
Exactly. It's the rat lady's counterpart.
Do you think the director and the rat lady are a thing? And he thinks that she's being tortured, but she's actually really enjoying it in there? More canon.
She's enjoying it in her weird way. And he's enjoying it because he thinks she's getting attacked or whatever.
Yeah, so like...
Oh, my Lord.
That's my new canon. That's the relationship.
Oh, wow. My God. I can't.
I'm like really thinking about this now.
I'm dying.
Oh my God, let's do housekeeping before.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right, everybody. You can find us on Twitter at ScreamQueens85. You can find us on Instagram at The Scream Queens Podcast. We do have also a Facebook like page if you're still on Facebook.
I'm barely
there.
Yeah, literally.
Also, we have a TeePublic, which is in our links in our episodes, as well as our sticker shop. Thank you, Angie, again. Yes. We have our Pride stickers up still. And let's see. I am CC Tron. That's my personal on Twitter. And Jess is at Beetle Jess. Let's see. Is that it for, like, socials?
We have a voicemail inbox where you can leave us a voicemail, ask us a question, talk about speculation, all that bullshit.
Yep.
If you want to, it is 407-801-2962. Call, leave us a voicemail. No one's going to answer that phone. Tell us whatever you want. We'll include it in our next episode. I don't have trivia cards because I just moved.
Okay. So we had trivia though recently, did we not? We started over.
We had it two weeks ago.
Okay. Well, You're either going to have to come up with a new one while I search.
Okay, I can do this. I can just think of
something. I don't know. Just Google something. I don't know. It's going to take me a minute, too, because I have to find.
I just saw the message you sent me of the hot director.
Yeah. The hot director.
That's the hot daddy king.
That's the only hot director.
Is that?
Yeah, to me. I don't think any of the other ones are.
Is that the original director?
Is it? I don't know.
I'm almost positive that's Gianni.
I feel like you would know more than me.
You would think that.
Where the hell is our damn thing? Oh my god. I'm just about to... Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right. For our listener for who got the correct... One of the people who got the answers correct last week, or last time, excuse me. Our question was, Kate Bosworth and Thomas Jane star in this 2016 supernatural film in which their son's nightmares become a reality. And we are going to go ahead and shout out. Let's see here. Let's do Dominic, another horror gay or whatever. Ooh. On Twitter. Yes. Thank you for participating to everyone. There have been some awesome responses to that one. Much less than the caretaker one, but that's okay. Daddy Kane is an icon. The answer was Before I Wake. Sorry about that. And I believe someone mentioned it was a Mike Flanagan film, which
yes.
I did not realize. And
I didn't either.
I'm going to have to watch that sometime.
Oh my God, yeah. I also thought of a trivia question. I did it on the spot.
All right, let's do it.
It's HHN themed because that's the brain I have right now.
Okay.
It might be really easy or it might be really hard. It probably is going to be easy, but what is the name of the orphanage Cindy set fire to?
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
So you can tweet at us. Well, we'll have the tweet up and then you guys just quote tweet us. And we'll pick our listener of the week. Next week, we will actually continue this. Because there will be an episode next week with some friends.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited. Even though we just kind of did one of these. But we had a lot of people love that. I don't think we ever posted the poll for the Dream Teams. We can totally do that.
You're right.
This week. It's totally fine. You guys didn't get to tell us which one won. So we'll have that up. Once this episode's up, you'll probably see that poll. But yes. Next week's going to be really fun.
It should definitely be fun. In the meantime, you know, you can reach out to us if you have any information or pictures of construction or anything fun like that. We would love to cover it, you know, on the show. And hopefully see more this week.
I think we will.
I think so too. It's getting too late at this point.
Yeah. I think we're going to get something.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Anything else that we can think of?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much again for listening. We're glad to be back. We're glad Jess is back. And stay spooky out there, guys. We'll see you in the fog. And what else, Jess?
Don't forget to scream, queens.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
One more month, guys. We fucking got this.